Yep, this is your boy. No, there's an echo.
Why is the what? Where's the echo? Where is the echo? There's no echo here.
Ah, my bad. I think it was my thing here that was making noise. Alright, but yeah, this is your boy.
I mean, I'll mute my speakers, but
yeah, I need to mute mine as well.
Technical difficulties aside.
No. Yeah. There was no difficulty there.
No,
there was just technical interruptions. But this is your boy MZ.
And it's your boy Vumi.
And this here is the Much Chats podcast.
Back at it again.
Hey, look, man, it's flipping cold up in this bitch, bro.
This day switched up so quickly, dog. It wasn't even this cold in the morning.
Yeah, I don't know. I was a bit chilly in the morning.
Oh, it's not. My side was.
Yeah, even though I had blankets and everything, I was still a bit chilly.
Yeah, but I was late this morning, so the blood was rushing. I snoozed the alarm at 6, and next thing you know, it was 7. And I had to get up and get going.
So when you snooze, does it not re-wake you up? Like,
I don't know, with this Popeye phone I have now, this replacement.
Man, always the blame the phone. But yeah, man. Actually, I thought that this cold season was, you know, nearing its end in Cape Town, but it seems like it's back with a full force.
Yeah, there'll be more rain towards the end of the weekend.
Yeah, I'm not mad at the rain.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that. It's just the temperature, you know.
Yeah,
but I don't do well in below 13.
Yeah, look, at least you got somebody to keep you warm.
Hey, look, man. But yeah, so
let's get to the
speaking of this past weekend, me and my girl went up hiking after a long time. But anyway, we went up hiking and let me tell you, it was so cold. Early in the morning, dog, it was dark as shit. Went up Lion's Corp there.
Okay.
And yeah, let me tell you, it was very nice, man. Like, you know, went up, and the rocks were wet, it was sand, you know, everywhere. Yeah. The sand was also wet, so it was uncomfortable putting your hands on the rocks when you had to climb.
Does that abrasive thing.
Hey, and then it was fine, like, but once we got up there, you know, all was well.
Well in paradise.
And then it was the bad stuff. When we came down,
slipping and sliding.
Let me tell you, dog, I fell twice. Oof. It hurt my soul.
Went through your bones and into your soul.
Like my body, my body, you know, it hit a hit, you know, it was sore. But I was like, yo, my pride, dog. I was like, yeah, wow. Yeah,
it's tough.
And everybody's seeing you just fall on your ass like that.
It's
look at bruises on my ass, dog.
Yeah, look, it hurts. You're dark, it's fine.
Nah, dog, I'm pretty light underneath, dog. I'm pretty light, dog. I don't go out wearing a speedo all the time, so, you know, I mean, I don't go tanning and things.
Yeah, no one should wear speedos.
So, hey, dog, speedos are all right if you like them. But, it was treacherous. But anyway, it was very good to be out there hiking again after a while. We hadn't done it in a while. But it's really good. You feel like you've accomplished something.
No, that's good, man. Yeah, that's
good. Even though we've done it before, it still felt good.
Yeah. Like when I went to Yonkers Hook a couple of weeks ago now, three weeks actually. There is a sense of accomplishment that you feel when you finish that thing. And it's nice because you're also in nature, man. You're taking in the sights, taking in everything.
Absolutely, man. So and you know how well you can breathe up there.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, altitude-wise, you know, it's a bit... But, like, in terms of, like, the air, the cleanness of the air...
Yeah.
It's unmatched.
Fresh smells, like, unfamiliar smell. You're not smelling fumes and...
Bruh.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, that's
not
good.
Smelling clutch plates that are burning.
Yes. You know, that... It's the worst smell. Because it smells like, you know, like something's rotting, actually. I know why it smells like that. Yeah. You can smell the fossils in that you're burning in that clutch oil.
You can just see... Like, you can just feel... The lifetime of Earth increasing. You can just feel it. As soon as you smell it, you're like, yep. There's another year.
No,
there's another year. Another year.
Another year.
Another year.
Another sea level rise.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, speaking of sea level rise, let's get to the hot topics.
Yeah, so let's get to it.
Hot topics.
Yeah, look, man, this is actually quite a hot topic. Recently, there have been some reports about things going down in boarding schools. And the first thing that came up was I mean, that, it was everywhere. It was in the, well, not everywhere, but it was in the local newspaper.
Yeah.
In Pietermaritzburg. Yeah, man, these kids I cheer are selling Dacha lollipops, bruh.
What?
And I'm wait, like, wait.
As in, like, the, like, how do you make a Dacha lollipop?
Hey, look, Dacha, I don't know how you make it, but all I know is that it's like, it's Dacha infused lollipops. So, you know, whenever they make lollipops, or however they make it, they obviously found a way or someone who can make it, and they infuse, you know, weed and that stuff.
Yes, yes.
And apparently as levels. Well,
levels.
Apparently it was, I don't know if this is a rumor or whatever, but like, apparently it was also laced with cocaine.
That sounds like a rumor now.
I mean, hey, dog.
You know how people just take things and run with it.
Yeah, man, but the thing is, it's very scary because, like, the game has changed, dog.
Bruh.
I remember when I was in high school, people were selling McDonald's burgers, dog.
No way. It's contraband.
Not, well, it became contraband because, you know, they flooded the market too much and people were going crazy over these things. And then they were like, nah.
It breeds crime.
Nah. Then people started doing it undercover. People, no, you know, ways. Put it in bags. And that things, those things would sell out.
McDonald's burgers.
Boomy.
A black market at McDonald's.
Like 2007, 2008, around there. Those things were like hotcakes, bruh. And they were selling for $10.
Wait, what?
You'd sell it at for $10.
But this is like that plain cheeseburger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was like,
at that time, it must have been like $7 or
no,
something.
No, it was like $5. It was like $5 or something. Shit. And then you'd sell it for $10. You'd make 100% profit.
My goodness.
Hey, let me do, and that those things, boom, as soon as you touch,
well, that
down.
Would, wait, that would be 50% profit.
Eh?
If you buy it for $5 and sell it for $10, that's 50% profit.
Nah, it's 100% profit.
If you sell it, if you buy it for $5
and you sell it for $10, then you make $5. That's 100% profit. Dog, don't
wait.
Man, I did maths in school.
I did.
Don't come at me.
Sell it for $10.
Don't come at
fuck
me.
Yes, you're right.
Of course.
Ah, anyway, moving on.
You feel like a tit, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
You feel like a tit. You dumbass motherfucker. You stupid ass. You bitch ass.
Ah,
you idiot.
Okay, we get it. How? We get it. Don't get touched now.
You 2 + 2 = 5, nigga. Alright, but yeah, look, man. So yeah, like that stuff, I mean, like, the game has changed. Like, this is ultimate progression, like, of the hustle.
Hey, and look,
fam, this is like criminal stuff, bruh.
Hey, look, this is
a high school.
No,
kid.
This shows you it's time to legalize it, man.
Boost
the economy.
I mean, that's one argument for me. That's one argument.
This is one argument.
But, and you know what it is, man? At the end of the day, the moral of the story is that people just want to get high.
Exactly.
Just let the people
just
get high.
Let the people get high.
You know what
you
I'm
let
saying?
You let people drink alcohol and smoke, all which lead to more societal ills than weed could ever do. And you're out here regulating weed.
Yeah, man, it's bad. I mean, and even more so, like, more stuff that was happening was there was in also boarding school vibes as well. Old boys school. There was a teacher and a boy, a grade 11 boy, that was
getting with it.
Caught fornicating.
Were they actually caught in the act?
I'm not sure if they're caught in the act, but there was enough evidence to charge them with such act.
My goodness. Was the kid wasn't of age, he was 17.
Yeah, the kid was 17 and it was an adult. It wasn't clear whether it was a female or a male. But the kid was a male.
Yeah.
And yeah, man. But like, yeah, this actually sparked a conversation amongst our friends where it was, you actually brought up a point that of how, you know, the notion of getting with teachers was something that was somewhat of a coveted thing. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Something that was like,
it was definitely fetishized.
Yeah,
in high
absolutely.
School.
That's the right word.
So, we need to bring those sirens back. Actually,
yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, no, it was very much fetishized in high school. You know, like you'd be like, oh, I know, you get with the hot older teacher or something like that. You know, and it was always something that guys used to sort of try and do, like the more brave or cocky members of the high school social structure would try and do that. But upon reflection and introspection, it was actually, it's one of those things in the formative years of one's toxic masculinity where you question yourself and you're like, actually, why were we coveting the fact that we would expose ourselves to an adult who would then, if they consented to the activity, would essentially be taking advantage of a minor, whether there was consent from the side of the minor or not.
It's taking advantage
because you are the adult in the situation. Now, we can argue about what being an adult really means.
But someone was telling us that, you know, they engaged in such activity when they were like in grade 9, right?
Yeah.
And that's like a 15-year-old.
Yes.
Yeah, in South Africa, if you're grade nine.
Yeah.
It's a 15-year-old. And 16, you know,
for us.
And the thing is, if you, and now, okay, so in that sense, it's like when you look at it as a 15-year-old boy and a 20-something-year-old female,
yeah,
who's a teacher or whatever, people tend to be like, oh no, hey, that guy, dog, you did that thing, bro.
You did it, you got it, you did it, dabs,
and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But then I always like to flip it, you know, to actually understand how bad it is, because when it's flipped, and it's a 15-year-old girl and a 20-something-year-old man. It's like, you wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, good. Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's fucked up because also it's a thing where it's also about power dynamics. It's also about gender dynamics.
Consensual or not, man.
Yeah, and that's the fucked up thing of how society, like, puts in these norms that makes you think that no, this is okay. But even that, and by no means am I advocating for the fact that, oh, the guy must be pitied as well. No, it's not that. It's the fact that the minor must be pitied. You can't see a minor in a situation like that and give that minor any props. It doesn't matter.
Even if we eliminate age out of it, Rumi.
Yeah.
Power dynamics, just at that. Mm-hmm. Someone is subservient to another in a certain setting.
Yeah.
And that can be viewed as... It is taking advantage of one's power.
Exactly. They have authority of that person.
Yeah. So even if it's in the workplace, still wrong. You know what I'm saying?
There we go.
So, yeah, man. And I think it's going to take quite a lot for us to actually... I think it took quite a lot for us to be able to... You know, sort of get into that mindset to be not to congratulate behavior or like laugh at things like that, because it's not actually really funny.
Yeah,
because some people will talk about that story between that boy and the teacher that got caught up, and you're like, oh shit, those niggas got caught up, they were doing stuff. But if you actually sit down and look at it, like, it's a really messed up situation.
It is.
And it has the potential to mess up that kid's life for the rest. I mean, he can mess up his emotional, his sexual life forever. Yeah. It will have an impact, you know?
But it's also a violation of trust on the part of that, of the teacher, you know, because parents send their kids to school to keep them in a safe environment where they can learn unhindered.
This is a boarding school as well, bro.
And that's a boarding school, there's like even more responsibility to raise that child.
No, you're taking out advantage here, of that.
Taking advantage. Like, I don't care if he macked on you, like, with the most flame game or whatever.
And apparently this teacher had resigned. And I'm like, that, it cannot stop there, fam.
No.
You know? Since when is resignation a punishment?
Look, if you're of legal age... That person's resigned and left the institution. Yeah, have fun. Or go at it. You know what I'm saying? That person has now left. You yourself, under the law, are an adult. And you can do whatever you want to do. But as long as that person has a authority over you, or it's a situation where you are underage, then that is being taken
out. Nah, man, that guy must... Whoever that was, that... I mean, if I don't know if jail sentences are obviously... extreme, you know, we can always talk about sentencing and stuff, but I feel like community service that is both like psychologically.
But to make the person understand why that was not the right thing to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you say, for example, you tell him, look, you are required to do 30 sessions of talks to kids, or I don't know, you know, to kids or something. Obviously, you need to be monitored. But you know, about the the issues at hand, consent, about right and wrong under the law, of course, you know. But yeah, I mean, I don't know how you, how do you remedy that? Because sending him to jail won't. Won't actually cure the problem, right?
Yeah, I don't have those answers. It's one of those things where it'll have to take a lot of people a lot of time to come up with certain techniques and interventions. But at the end of the day, it's recognizing. You know, we need to recognize what things are wrong, right? Mm-hmm. So it starts from the conversations that we have every day, making people realize, even in the conversation within our friend circles. Like, I think a lot of people realized after that conversation was had that... that was not a thing that should be happening, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of crazy stuff in the news today, including... So, there's this book that's come out.
I was definitely going to bring that up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, chat about it, man.
The Lost Boys of Bird Island, right? And it's a book that a lot of people have been raving about. Well, raving. They've been talking about it online.
Yeah, I think it was released, what, like two, three weeks ago?
Yeah. So it's about allegations of apartheid-era ministers conducting acts of pedophilia on young boys.
Yeah, so basically top ministers of the National Party and stuff would fly out young boys to this island and have their way with them. Pretty much, that's the gist of.
So it is actually on. I was wondering if that was the case.
Yeah.
Where is this island?
I don't know where this island is, but apparently it's called Bird Island, and it's around here.
My goodness.
I mean, the thing is, you know,
I'm not sure.
I wouldn't be shocked if it was true, but the only thing is that it's hard to prove this stuff now. But it's not like...
No, because some of them are still alive, though.
Yeah, some of them are still alive. But the people that are still alive, they're not naming them. Like, if you had enough evidence to be like, look, this is actually true, then you would be able to name them, right?
Yeah.
But the fact that they don't... Well, the fact that they're not named means that they probably don't have enough evidence to, without a shadow of doubt, to be like, this is what, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, so but basically a huge thing that happened was that the co-author Mark Minnie was found dead, allegedly committed suicide like a couple days ago.
Yeah, and that's the crazy thing now.
See, but that just puts a spanner in the works.
Yeah,
because it, in actual fact, for me, like this book, like it was bubbling, people were chatting about it on Twitter and stuff, but like it died out for me like a little bit. Like the chat just, people just moved on really quickly.
Yeah, Eusebius Makaiza was pushing it on my TL. He was talking about it a lot, so it was timeline.
Yeah, for me, it wasn't popping too much, and then all of a sudden, beloved, you know, allegedly commits suicide. And then that's like, okay.
But now, obviously, like...
What's, you know what I mean?
But let's
it
be,
wasn't let, his gun. I don't know.
But let's be honest. The only reason people are adding conspiracy theories to this thing is because it implicates the National Party and former ministers, and because some of them are still alive. That's why people are now getting all conspiracy.
Yeah.
I hope SAPS and the NPA get to the bottom of this, but...
I'm not going to lie. I mean, what's it... I don't think, I mean, what's it going to help using our resources to go investigate this thing?
No, to investigate this, your guy died, bruh.
Oh, you invest him?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant the allegations made in the book.
Oh, no. Yes, I that mean, as well. I if mean, some that. Of those boys are still alive, they want vindication.
Yeah, if they are alive, yeah, sure, man.
No ways, man. If you think that they're probably sitting there now like, Yasim, this guy's been off.
That's another thing, though, Vumi. They're like... Then where are the authors of this book surely must have done their due diligence.
Of course. They've
been sitting on this. Well, not. I mean, they must have. Not that they did. We don't know that they did, but they must have done their due diligence. They should have.
Yeah.
You know, which means that they would have had sources, right? And these guys were this Mark Minnie was an ex-cop.
Mm-hmm.
So like, he would know the things. So I don't know, man. I just think
there's some colored miners to an island in Algoa Bay.
There's it.
Where they're apparently molested. Oh, sorry, we're just reading an article aloud here. Yo. That's because I actually haven't dug into the story. I wanted to dig into it a little bit.
The authors allege that the police were halted from conducting investigations into the pedophilia ring and the activities of the ministers as well as other people who were involved were swept under the carpet, which is not something that's out of left field. Like, they did this a lot.
Yeah. No, of course. Days, so but like, that's hectic, man. I hope, so it might, like, sometimes, you know, it might be that, you know, you work on this body of work, maybe there was a lot of investigation involved, maybe
this thing, the thing is that guy Jacques Paul, right, they were interviewing him and he was like, he was just asking a lot of questions, like, you know, these guys, they might like surely there must have been more than just these authors who knew about this. There must have been Air Force pilots who were flying out. There must have been someone who was a guard at a guardhouse that was who witnessed some of these things. Kids getting abducted or, you know, someone must have seen something. But it's just dololo. Like, I mean, I don't know,
but it's so sick, man.
Yeah,
like, you oppress a population and you go molested on top of that. I guess that was one and the same thing, but
yeah, it's one and the same thing, man.
Yeah. It's shocking, man. Touching little boy. Oh, touching any minor, actually, not just little boys. But no, I hope that they get to the bottom of what happened to the co-author.
And the thing is, those kids, that stuff scars them for life.
Yeah.
For life, fam.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know how much therapy you can go through, but it's just something that's, it's deep, man. It's deeper than rap. But yeah. Yeah, man, let's move on, man.
Yeah, let's
move on to the music section, man, diga.
Music section.
Boom. Yeah, let's move on to that. Yeah, man, back to the music section now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you... In fact, I know for a fact you didn't. But... Nicki Minaj, her album.
Yes. If you knew for a fact, then why did you bring it up?
No. I brought it up because I want to talk about it.
I don't entertain Nicki Minaj. No, we can talk about it. I don't listen to her music.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. I mean, since she caught that L from that Sheeta. From Remy Ma.
Remy won that one.
Absolutely.
I wasn't clear on who won that one.
Yeah, but you don't follow that stuff though.
Yeah, because it's petty.
Okay, Vumi. Yeah, all raps are petty then. All battles are petty.
Of course.
So what are you saying?
But I happen to listen to some of the artists who get involved.
Yeah, just only if they're males, Vumi. Yeah, okay, we see you. So what I'm saying is, like, basically, since she caught that L, Nicki's just been not doing it for me. Her raps have just been garbage. She hasn't been inspiring me in any way, shape, or form.
Mm.
Whereas before, she actually did inspire me. Like, she was rapping her ass off, dog. I mean, think about Monster. Think about that verse. And just, dude, the Pink Print. Like, she was doing her own thing. Yeah, she went pop and stuff, but you know, she was Nicki.
Yeah.
And then after that, like, you sort of felt like she was always trying to justify her place, and she, you know, in the music industry, in rap, and I think she felt like every other female rapper was just coming to, you know, bring her down.
Yeah.
But that's the nature of the game, though, the nature of the rap game. It's just that because, you know, you're a female rapper, is that there's less of you, so it just seems more... You know, like, everyone's against you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's one of those things, you know. It's like, African-Americans or people of color in general just talk about why we got to bring each other down instead of bring each other up, you know? Like, the whole gang warfare. It happens a lot.
Yeah, but look, when it comes to, like, hip-hop and rap, dog, it's part of the culture where, you know, you have to believe that you're better than everyone else and... you must be the only one to succeed, type of thing.
But it must change that culture. It's toxic.
No, no, but it's what, like, people want that competitive nature. Like, yes, but we see, like, the whole camaraderie thing when we have, like, you know, MMG and we have, mm-hmm. like, good music and the niggas from Tidal, Rockefellers, you know? So niggas from Tidal. You know, Young Money, like, we see that with them. Like, you know, they all work together, you know, they collaborate. Yeah. But it's always good to have competition because people, you know, that, with competition, you get better. So... yeah, but in any case, she came out with an album. I'm like, I wasn't trying to look for Nicki, and
but like she blasted all over.
I remember like recently, I even tweeted something to the effect that wow, Nicki is washed.
You know, Nicki is washed.
Yeah, dog. But yeah, in any case, I listened to her new album, Queen. And I listened to it like a good three times for me, mm-hmm. because I wanted to remove the whole my judgment on her, because mm-hmm. already I was like, it's probably a garbage album, you know?
Yeah.
And I was listening to it, and I mean, if I just go to what's that song's name, man? There's a track called Barbie Dreams, and I won't lie, I'm enjoying the way she's spitting in there.
Okay,
like it's a nice, like like the stuff that's in here, like some of this, there's a lot of tracks. It's like 20 tracks, so, and she came through the problem where she has to cater for all of her fans because she's a rapper. She has to cater for the rappers.
Okay,
she, you know, and she's in the pop lane. She has to do some pop stuff. And,
okay,
you know, and she's a woman, so she has to do some stuff that are womany. I don't know what that means, but, you know.
Yeah, tell us. What
I don't know what that means.
What do that mean?
I don't know what that means, but people who know what that means know what that means.
And I've been watching a documentary that's based in the South. I've been enjoying their slang. But yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah. So yeah, man. Anyway, but so this, for me, as a body of work, I feel like it is better than Cardi B's. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, people mustn't get mad when you put them up against each other, because that's what it is. You know. We put Kanye up against whoever's out that week, you know. And yeah, I think this album deserves a solid 6.5. I enjoyed some of the tracks. I think giving it a 7 would be too much. 6.5 is a good.
Okay.
A good one. And
well, I haven't listened. I'll give it a listen.
I really won't listen to the album fully ever again. I'll just listen to select tracks.
Okay.
So it's not one of those albums where, you know what, I'll just start from start to finish. I think she tried to give everyone something that they wanted too much. That's why it's like 20 tracks. But yeah, man. It's not a bad one for her to come back to. You know, it's been 4 years.
Yeah, so. I don't think I've actually ever listened to a Nicki Minaj album.
I don't think you will. I don't think you will.
I don't. I'll try. Give this one.
Look, man. For me, I love music, man. I may not be musically talented, but I really love music and listening to music. And
yeah, but that doesn't mean that you can't not like some music.
No. I know, but I'm saying this to say that even if I don't like an artist. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll give them my ear just to be like, maybe the music is great.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
I'm still having trouble listening to Pusha T, but, you know, that is what it is. But, you know, so...
Yeah. No, I get what you mean.
Yeah, man.
But let's move on to, unfortunately, some tragic news.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, tragic news.
Aretha Franklin.
Yeah,
has passed away today, towards the end of the day. I think she had pancreatic cancer or something.
Yeah, for a while now.
Mm.
Yeah, rest in peace to the Queen of Soul, man. Yeah, she definitely blessed us with songs like R.E.S.P.E.C.T., Natural Woman. There's many tracks.
A lot of classics.
Yeah, dog, she came out like in the 1960s or something. And yeah, she's been blessing us. You know, I was actually thinking about it today, Bumi. The people who were able to experience her in her peak, like, we don't know nothing about that. We just listen to hindsight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's true. Like,
we just listen to the hindsight. And that's like people who are born after Michael Jackson's passed away, dog. Like, they never got to see the guy
do his thing.
Like, I'm still distraught about the fact that I never got to see your boy live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's yeah. I mean, I can't say I honestly, I can't say I had a burning desire to, like, to watch him burning, live.
Bro. That guy, dog, for me, no ways, man. There's one concert where this guy is standing still for 3 minutes,
and people are just and making people are noise.
Going crazy. Vumi, he's doing nothing, nothing. He's just standing there. I was like, nah, you can't do that these days. Who's gonna do that? No, think about it. Even Beyonce won't be able to do that. Just stand still for 3 minutes and have people just crying. Dog, people were fainting in after a minute and a half.
You see, I think, no man. I think that's why I didn't have a desire to go to any of his concerts. Because first of all, I wouldn't be able to get like a good seat where I could actually see, that's Michael Jackson. Second of all, it's people fainting and losing their minds. Like,
bruh,
that just felt like really unnecessary to me. Like, yes, he's the king of pop. I'm not taking away from his greatness. But come on now, you're fainting. No ways, man.
Yeah, but you can't understand me. I don't think
faint.
Fam.
Would you faint?
Nah, I'm not saying I would, but I don't know if I'd ever be there, dog. I mean, obviously, I'd like to think that I wouldn't, you know? Yeah. But like, because, no. I mean, we're not like...
It just seems a bit much.
It's because he was a huge celebrity.
I know.
Yeah, the guy was just talented, bro.
But there it just no seems answer. A bit much for me.
It is a lot.
It's a lot. No, it's a lot, man. I can't... Why are you now fainting? And they'll faint on you, and then now they're heavy because they're limp, and then it just
seems then they get like up, dog.
Admin, dog.
But I won't lie, man. The stuff they did for MJ. But we digress, dog. Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to the queen, man. Yeah, she's blessed with many music. And you know what? She passed away 76. Yeah. Peacefully, I don't know if it was peacefully, but around family and friends reportedly.
I wasn't sure about that either.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So, yeah, man, like, she gave us a lot.
Yep.
And, yeah, man, we shouldn't cry that she can't give us more because she's given us
a lot.
And
yeah.
We should just appreciate the life that she has, you know, blessed everyone else with.
Mm. No, it's true.
She was the first woman to be inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame, dog.
That's stunning. I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. Anyway, man. Yeah, shout out to Franklin.
Yeah, shout out to her. May her journey end peacefully, and may she be cool wherever she is.
Hey, man. Yeah, maybe she's
the trees and the birds.
Hey, dog.
In the ground.
Yeah, man. Hopefully she'll. Yeah, I mean, people should just remember her for who she was, you know?
Yeah.
And I think at her best.
With that, let's move on to the next one.
Yeah.
On to the next
one. R.I.P. R.I.P.
But now, can I speak my point, speaker? What is your point? My point is we can't be addressed by the father of Tutuzan.
Back into the parliamentary chamber we come. So, yeah.
Yes, leader, yes.
Later. So... Politics. I mean, there's so much stuff. We could dedicate a whole podcast to this thing. But the biggest news this week was the DA deciding to pull away from the policy of black economic empowerment.
Yes, I saw that.
So, here's my thing.
Did you expect that, though?
Yes.
Okay. Go on.
Mostly because... Okay, so their reasons for pulling out is that they were like, it doesn't reflect with their constitution and that it's not working and what. So I agree with the fact that it's not working. And I agree with the fact that this issue of BEE actually needs to be addressed. Because as it stands, a lot of the people who are benefiting from this situation are just put in those positions to... fulfill checklists or checkboxes in order for companies to get ratings.
And to get those tax breaks.
So my thing is that, like, BEE needs to be restructured. But also, the thing is, if the government is doing its job, you won't really need BEE.
Hey, dog. I mean, You're chatting that chat.
You get what I'm saying? And, like, the thing is, like, we'll berate the DA because it's the DA. But, like... On the one hand, they kind of do have a point. On the other hand, I know why some of their members probably supported that decision, right? It's your it's your typical chat about it's like, y'all, other people can't get jobs, blah, 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 which is not really the case.
It's just the whole equality thing, you know. People shouldn't be given the upper hand more than others if they're both qualified.
Blah, blah, all those things.
So ignoring the principle behind it, but yeah, of course.
So it's So that so I'm like, it's a bit of a moot point for the DA because it doesn't really like change the grander scheme of things. They're still self mutilating themselves in the corner there, especially when they even dared to hint at Zill possibly becoming the next mayor. Like, why do you even let that go into the airwaves? I mean, I know
they should have shut that down quickly.
Yeah, you know these like they should have just been like no, or like they should have just been like whoever's making those comments needs to go hang. But like they let that shit hang in the air a little bit too long for my liking. Well, for my liking, for my in my opinion.
I don't know, man. I feel like it's as if there's like a an understanding that you can't chat anything to Helen, dog. Like you can't give her a chat.
Look, man, it's one of those things where
it's like this hierarchy thing.
No, it's like one of those things where like even the ANC for the longest time couldn't chat shit to Zuma.
Yeah, they
were bang. So it's like one of those things because like Helen Zill's done a lot for the DA.
Helen Zill's done a lot.
So
Look, she really has. She championed them into power here in the Western Cape, and she was also voted the best mayor in the world at one stage.
Oh wow!
Yeah, you don't remember that?
No. But like, but she's also done a lot of stupid things. So she's almost undone or what she did. Well, actually, no, really.
You can't say that.
But like, but she's just been damaged. Very insensitive.
She's been damaging to her own reputation. Yeah.
She's been very insensitive around issues of colonization, around very complex issues.
But I don't know why she really keeps doing that. It's like,
stubborn.
Do you not get like just?
But also, she's old, man. People forget that old people become very stubborn. Sorry to generalize, but like they
and just see now.
You're reaching.
Hey, dog.
I wouldn't call the premier.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Okay.
What?
Just because someone is smart and educated and they see they're in a position of power doesn't mean that their faculties are
not
all the way there.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. I mean, I come from Zuma. I know this.
She must just really just let go.
Yeah.
Like, when is her term ending this year?
Premier term.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it hasn't been that long.
No, it has been long. What do you mean?
It's been two terms.
Yeah, that's long.
Yeah, but who else is going to be there? I'm not saying she should stay. I'm just saying.
Nah, she should give someone else the opportunity in the ranks. Kandi, why are we wanting politicians to be younger? I'm just saying.
But
like,
I'm thinking
someone who can do.
But who takes the?
Someone can. That's all I'm saying.
I'm asking you who. I'm not saying who, as in who's going to do it because there's no one. I'm like, who is going to do it?
I don't know. I haven't seen any hands. That's the thing. I haven't seen
that
any
Magaga
hands.
Guy. What's his name?
Gaba or something.
Yeah.
In Ghana,
Oh, there we go.
No, he's for the Gauteng Premiership.
Oh, word.
Yeah. But I don't know who. But there's candidates. I remember they were talking about. There's the number of candidates and stuff like that. They should just get some change, man.
We'll see that next year.
Helen is a fossil. She's done now.
It's a fossil that she is. She's quite old, man. Actually. But yeah, and she was a brilliant reporter during apartheid. Yeah, all that. Also someone should just take her Twitter
like,
away.
I feel like we should stop having like times where, you know, when she does some stuff, you're like, oh, okay, but she was a good reporter.
No, I've never done that. But I'm just saying that, like, sometimes we need to put things into context. But someone take away her Twitter, please.
I don't know what it is about these social media. No, you know what it is. It's addictive, and people just don't really know how to use it properly.
Yeah. I mean, she's been doing the. People are like, "Oh, Trump is the Twitter politician." Zill's been doing it for longer.
Nah, I don't know about longer. Maybe longer.
Way before Trump became president, Zill was hot on the Twitter streets, just enraging Black Twitter.
I don't know. I can't remember that.
I only remember
her like in the past 2 years.
No. She was. I mean, she wouldn't talk policy. Like, it wouldn't be like Trump like announcing things on Twitter, but like she used to get into arguments, tours. to the mother of all tools.
And it's just so disheartening seeing Musi Maimane looking like he's helpless.
I think he's a leader. You have to control things. He's complicit, yes. But yeah, it's tough. I won't lie, man. I feel sorry for him sometimes.
No, dog, you look like a Popeye, bro. That's really what you look like. Yeah, but you can't even control your own. You're the leader of this whole party. The whole party.
Yes,
Sam.
But he's a leader. You see, this is the problem. We want these strong man leaders who we think should control. Leaders are also like facilitators. We forget that.
Yeah,
but we can't be wanting these strong men.
But you need to regulate.
Yeah, no, of course. No, I get what you're saying. Yeah. I get what you're saying.
That's all. Look, for me, I was actually just what I wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
I didn't have anything in particular about politics this week, but I was just actually wanting to pose a question.
Mm.
You know, are South Africans actually, are they hopeful about the future of the country? Like on a real, like, do you think if we went around asking the odd South African, anyone, mm-hmm. just in a corporate company, anyone in working for government, anyone mm-hmm. Working as a vendor on informal trading spots,
yeah.
just, you know, normal South Africans, just ask them, you know, are you hopeful about the future of South Africa and under the leadership of Ramaphosa, or what, like, you know, like, do you think that, what would you think the answer would be?
It depends on who you ask. But it's one of those things, man. And the more I think about the context of history, the more I think about things on a longer term scale, you know what I'm saying? The more I realize, like, these are very localized feelings, you know, within the spectrum of time. So we're feeling like this at the moment because petrol's gone up, because inequality is increasing, but these are all responses to an overarching shift in society towards a very polarized way of thinking and living, right? So it's, people are very hell-bent and set on having their certain ideals, and other people are very hell, there's no middle ground anymore. People are becoming extremely polarized. But also the thing with thinking about the future of the country and whatnot is that you forget that the country's been through a decade of extreme uncertainty and extreme negligence. I'm not going to give the decade before that much more credit, but at least there was a sense of direction. Be it a sense of direction towards fiscal consolidation and growth through liberalization of the economy, right? Mm. And that made some people very rich, and it made most people very poor. But it got certain things done, right? We weren't seeing maybe now we're seeing the repercussions of those policies. But I also think that I was having this conversation with my sisters, is that I think that the economic policy pursued during the Mbeki era required someone to come in who was going to be very focused on supporting the country through the repercussions of liberalizing the economy. And unfortunately, Jacob Zuma was not that person, because the only thing, because he was liberalizing he was building the economy for his own, not only him, but his weak institutional, his weak governance work, right?
Yeah.
Was the reason a lot of these people could come in, the eroding of the institutions that are supposed to check corruption and stuff through him placing people that were close to him. So as soon as he compromised himself, he compromised the people he appointed and so on and so forth. And then so the domino goes. So I think we're sitting at a moment where
we're feeling the effects of
it's that. Like you've been slapped and you're still seeing the stars, right? So now the doctor is coming to check on you after you've been slapped, but you're still dizzy, right? Yeah. And then now the elections are going to be like when the doctor now tells you, this is what this we're is, going to do.
Yeah.
Now the doctor could fuck it up and give you a very wrong prescription, and then you could be in a mess.
Maybe we're using the wrong doctor. You know?
Maybe we're using the wrong doctor.
Maybe that's what it is, you know.
But the thing is that no one's the majority of the country is not gonna vote the ANC.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's not a question.
And the deputy. Let's not get started because I don't want to die. But
hey, bro.
So like, the thing is, I'm the wrong person to talk to about future of countries. Because I come from a country that like hit rock bottom and went beyond that. And it's still there. So for me, things are nowhere near stress point. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm a I have a very different context.
I just feel like I just don't feel hopeful, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And I don't feel like, you know, any political party at the moment is chatting that right chat, you know. That would make me excited about, yo, nah, man, South Africa, we're going somewhere. You know?
Yeah.
And I also thought about it, like maybe it's got to do with my own personal things, where you know sometimes you think about your work environment, and because sometimes your country could be doing like crap, but like your profession could be popping, or like, you know, you could be your lawyer and you're winning all your cases, bro. So things are looking up.
You know what I'm saying?
Getting acquisitions, like, you know, things are popping off. So maybe it could be, you know, intertwined with the way I'm feeling about, you know, the planning profession in general. Or, you know, maybe it's one of those things. But yeah, man, I just don't feel that hopeful about the country. But I mean, that's just the way I'm feeling right now.
Yeah.
Who knows, you know, what can happen in 2-3 months.
Yeah.
And then, you know, December, everyone feels all right.
Yeah. No, I mean, but, I must also say that I go through some of these cycles, you know, but then what I think to myself is I take it one step at a time. And also another thing that I usually remind myself, I'm like, when I'm feeling down about a situation, I'm like, I just go and I look at a map.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's a fucking big country. It's a big country. There's infrastructure. So and I guess it's kind of arrogant from my perspective, but I'm one of those idiots who believe in the concept of South African exceptionalism. And it's a point of contention I have with a lot of people, because they're like, no, you can't say that. Like, we'll deal with the same post-colonial things like Zim and whatever. I'm like, yeah, I would. But, and I'm not going to use hindsight, because hindsight is nothing. But it's one of those things where I just feel like there's so many different subgroupings. There's so many different different economic and social backgrounds, that there's always a wealth of knowledge. Like, you know, everyone's like, oh, everyone's leaving, brain drain, what. But I'm like, there's always such a wealth of knowledge, no matter how much brain drain you say. So I'm now looking at, like, where I work, right? Mm-hmm. This is a company that's literally, like, was built by two local guys.
Yeah.
Fine. It was, like, taken over by a US business. Like, yeah, fine. They sold out, kind of, in a way. But the thing is, like, everyone in there, like, that's homegrown talent, right? And that company got to where it is with homegrown talent.
Yeah,
whether it be yellow, brown, white, green, or purple, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it just takes, and people don't realize the power of political will. And as you said, things can change in like 2-3 months, right? Yeah. It doesn't help that the Minister of Public Enterprises says that, you know, to get the state-owned enterprises back to good order, it's not going to be a quick fix. Word. But just having the right attitude is very critical, which is why I reserve my judgments about the future up until after these elections.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah, it's just...
It's worrying. Everyone worries, especially if you're settling down a little bit, you've got a good job, you've got a relationship. you're looking to do certain things that's going to make you even more committed to a certain place. That's what you start worrying about. Then you realize, shit, actually, this is what adulting is about. And this is why being politically active is very important, because it's your livelihood. That's why you have to deal with it. That's why I don't deal with people who say, oh, no, no politics, no politics is life and life is politics.
I can't stand those people.
Politics is life and life is politics. That's the thing. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's my post-gym high and I'm optimistic. But maybe tomorrow you catch me, I'll be in the doldrums.
A young sneak in that you went to gym there.
Yeah, no.
Thanks, man.
Got to hit the gym. But, yeah, man. Let's...
But let's move on.
Let's hop on to the next one.
But, yeah, yeah, man, hopefully we'll do good. I just really want to be inspired.
They must give us the Olympics, then we'll be happy.
The Olympics?
Yeah.
When they going to feed us the Commonwealth Games?
Yeah, then we said no. Actually, Treasury said no.
Yeah, anyway. But they said yes to the World Cup because we had the capacity for that.
Right? Yeah, we had the money. It's all about the money.
Yeah.
Anyway. They must give Durban the Olympics, goddammit.
Yeah, anyway, dog.
But yeah, let's move on to finance.
Yeah, let's move on.
Because the way that my bank account is set up, the thing is, I got a checking and a savings, but all my money is in the savings.
Yeah, let's talk about the money.
All about the money.
I was listening to radio the other day, and they were talking about household financing, relationship finances, you know?
You.
Once you are married, or not married, but cohabitating.
Like living,
You know, what type of accounts you should have. Should you have a single account? Should you have separate accounts? And it was a very interesting conversation. Because I was intrigued, man. Steve Harvey. He said that gotta have four accounts. The accounts you must have is a joint account, and that deals with your household things and, you know, all that type of stuff. And then you gotta have a savings account. Now the savings account is for things that you both will need sometime later in life, and you both gotta sign to get money out of there.
Yeah,
you both gotta sign to get money out of there. And I was like, oh, okay, word. And then he said the other two accounts are the personal accounts. Because it ain't no woman that wants to ask their man if they can go get their nails done. No, no. And I was like, yeah, look, Steve, chat that chat, man. Here's the thing, though. In the context of South Africa, there's no such thing as joint accounts here, dog.
Is it?
Nah, man. You can't. You don't have two people can't have one account.
Yes, they can.
Nah, they don't. Unless it's under an entity, but you can't.
Can't you give someone permission to access your account? You can, dog.
To access your account.
Yeah, like, to use the another card on your account.
Yeah. But you can't have a joint account.
No, man. Surely.
Nah.
Did you Google
it? Unless it's a company, then you have people in the company who can access that account.
Okay, I call bullshit.
You can call bullshit, dog, but you don't get joint accounts here, dog.
Okay, yeah.
I agree fully with what, not fully, but I agree with what he was saying in terms of like, having a household account to deal with household things.
So I googled joint account and the first result is Stockfeller account. So you want to open a Stockfeller account?
Yeah. So basically, there's if I can raise my train of thought, man.
Sorry.
Yeah. Fuck. But yeah, what I was saying is that for household accounts, I mean household things, you have an account for that stuff, and then you just pay for household things there in one account, and then you each have your own accounts for your own things. Some people, what they do is they just like delegate responsibilities. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What am I saying?
You said without delegating any responsibilities.
No, I didn't say without delegating any responsibilities.
Yes, you did.
You don't fucking listening, bro.
But I was reading the blog post on joint accounts.
Research that shit
joint,
another time.
You can get joint credit cards.
We're not talking about credit cards.
Yeah, but what's
fam?
The difference?
What do you mean, what's the difference?
You just load... Okay, never mind.
Load your credit card, yeah?
Yeah, you just load from both your accounts into that credit card. That's a joint account, is it?
Nah, man. Don't be... Don't be silly. But what I'm saying is that it was just a conversation that I was really intrigued about, because people a lot of the time people just don't like to talk about how much they make, right?
Yeah.
So they'll tell their partners, and they'll tell their partners that, you know, they'll tell them what they made 10 years ago as what they make now, you know, just so that they don't ask questions.
That's so wrong, man.
That's so. But yeah, I won't lie, that's one thing that actually damages relationships, bro.
Yeah,
And like money is tough. People don't trust people around like money, right?
Yeah.
And even if it's like, this is like your person now, right?
But you know, here's my thing: if you now trust to stick your member or have a member stuck in you by someone, like, surely money is like trivial then.
Hey, dog.
Not trivial, but I mean, like, surely you can sort shit out if you're busy sharing fluids.
Fam, money doesn't disappoint you, dog. Money doesn't change in the morning.
Yes,
money,
it does.
No,
listen. Especially when the rand does its thing, changes a lot.
But hear what I'm saying, dog. Money is always gonna be money. Money is not emotional.
Oh.
Money is not. That's why people only say money. What do they say? Money over everything.
Money over everything.
Yeah, and then they allow money to rule their whole lives.
And then they
that's
have no
why
lives.
The relationships and things don't work.
Exactly.
But yeah, but I think it's just about that openness about money, man. Like, I don't think you need to be, you know, down to the how many cents. Like, but just be like, look, this is just round it off to the nearest thousand. You know,
round it off to the nearest.
I think that's the least you can do if you're in a relationship.
Like
if you're married now, come on, we need to know. Like, would you not want to know what your partner is making?
Of course, you need to know. If you're going to make decisions on bond, you need to know how much.
Not even just bond, fam. Like, sometimes you just need to make decisions based off people's salaries. Yeah, like, say for example, you like if you know that your partner makes a certain amount of money, you already either factor in or factor out certain activities.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now you need to know the full scope so that you can know the full scope of what you guys can and cannot do.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
No, that's
can
cool.
we go on a cruise? Can we not go on a cruise?
Mm.
Just now, I'm saying we can't go on a cruise because, you know, my partner is not making enough money, and it's gonna hurt us in like 2-3 months. It's gonna be too tight. Yet your partner makes twice as much as they're saying.
Yeah,
you know, you could have.
Yeah,
it's stuff like that, dog. And you're like,
tough.
Where'd you get the money to do that? How? Now you gotta make up some story. Yeah, like,
exactly. No,
I lent it from someone.
People just need to be open, man.
That's all it is. That's all it is.
But yeah, one thing I just wanted to touch on and just be grateful for, even though it's kind of a scam, is these cashback services that you get from like various banks and your insurance and, you know, Discovery. You get your healthy food items back. And
let me tell you, beloved, many a time those things have come to the rescue.
You know, if it's electricity, you know, that little top up because it's been a cold month.
And I know why you're bringing it up today, because you got that SMS from FNB.
I did, but it was so much less than I thought. But then I remembered it was for July, and that was my austerity month. I didn't spend any money.
I won't lie to you, man. I actually just ignore that stuff, dog. I don't even want to like the. Well, we're talking about the e-bucks thing.
Yeah, e-bucks. Yeah, but I also that get one, the Discovery wallet.
Shopping, the healthy shopping.
Yeah, 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 there we go.
But like the e-bucks one I ignore because I wanted to actually
accumulate
to be something substantial where I'm not just buying only electricity or, you know, airtime. Or,
not that I need airtime,
but like, you know, just like small things like that. I wanted to just pile up,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
Let me buy myself a TV at some point.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah,
know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Mm. Whereas it's like, oh, you know, I can really use it to. I don't want it to be a. a savings account thing that I'm hoping for now.
I know someone who did, like, you know, because they, you know, sometimes they release these things very hush hush, so you don't, like, they don't get the marketing quite right, so you don't realize that this thing is a thing. So someone I know, like, literally, they checked their e-bucks, I think it was a couple of years back, one day, and they had something like 200,000 e-bucks,
which is like what, 20 grand, eh?
Yeah, and they bought like a TV and some shit.
Yeah, man, that must have taken a while. But the thing is, how do you not check your stuff? Like,
because
those things show up.
No, because this, yeah, now they do, but yeah, not always. It was very secretive. Like, I remember I discovered I had a lot of e-bucks because I was earning e-bucks for when my parents used to send me money from out of the country.
Yeah.
Like, you'd earn money for Forex transactions. So I had a lot of, like, e-bucks. Obviously, as a student, when I discovered it, it didn't last that long.
Yes, last that long.
Last that long. I said last that long.
I heard last that wrong. Oh, really? But word, you just bought sauce and stuff, bruh.
Yeah.
Because that's all...
McDonald's.
Bruh.
All these things I'm regretting. But yeah, no, I just want to... Yeah, that was my finance piece for the day. Like, as in just I appreciate these cashbacks. So bank your change, all this stuff.
Hey, dog, bank your change has actually been very helpful. Mm. It's been very helpful. Because I think they take it weekly or something.
I don't know how they do it.
They take it weekly. They take it weekly. But you don't feel it because it's already being taken every transaction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then all of a sudden you see, your bank, your change is growing up. Or
you get a little bit more in your account. Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes it's the savior when you need it, bro.
Exactly.
So yeah, shout out to those things. But we're paying out of our ass for it anyway.
Yeah, true. We're probably not making back what we get back. But anyway, definitely not. But let's move on to the TIA section. We're going to skip the hustle this week.
Nah,
have you got some hustle?
Yeah, I have hustle.
All right, let's go to hustle.
Every day I'm hustling. 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 Every day I'm hustling.
All right. Seeing as it's Women's Month, I wanted to celebrate a woman in my life.
Okay.
Who I believe is the epitome.
The epitome.
The epitome.
The epitome.
No. Of a hustler.
The hustle.
And she goes by the name of Wandi Sankosi. Yes, there's a relation.
Yes, definitely a relation.
She is my sister.
Best believe.
I just wanted to bring a shout out to her because of you know what I've seen in her growth as a professional person, mm-hmm, as well as an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
She was you know, educated at the University of Cape Town,
mm-hmm,
got an honors degree, worked for a while as a developer, financial manager and things like this,
mm-hmm,
and then she decided, you know what, I need to go out and better myself.
Mm.
She dropped everything. She saved up first.
Yeah.
And she went to the UK and she got her master's degree at the University of Reading. And she came back and she wanted to use her knowledge that she gained over there and bring it to South Africa.
South Africa.
And she did that. And, you know, she's currently a junior development manager,
mm-hmm,
at a property company in Durban,
mm-hmm,
and she just recently got nominated for a Young Achiever Award.
Oh my goodness!
For the Women's Property Network.
That's amazing.
And for me, like, that's fitting, you know, is in Women's Month.
Yeah, I know.
And yeah, man, it just shows the effort that she has been putting into her craft, you know.
No, congratulations to her, man. Super proud of.
Shout out and
of what she's doing.
You know, and that's just for her normal gig, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And on top of that, she's the founder and CEO. I said that wrong. Okay, but founder and CEO of Just Shea Butter, and she pushes that product. Yeah, so basically, she has, you know, gone through a whole process of taking care of, you know, not just women but men and the natural state of their hair.
Okay.
And the treatment of it, and she's just sort of grown this business around it, and let me tell you, the product speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I use it. You can see how much loveliness my hair has got there. You can see it though, eh? You can see it though. But talk the truth.
It looks very dry.
It doesn't look dry.
It looks like it needs moisture.
No, it doesn't look like it needs moisture.
But it looks healthy.
It looks healthy. It is healthy, bro. But anyway, I just wanted to, you know, to shout out to her, who's very, she's very committed to it, and she's wanting to expand now. She's been very much based in KZN, and she's been pushing that product there, and now she's gonna, you know, branch off to the Western Cape, Joburgs, Gauteng. We'll drop the details of the company there, so you know, all the ladies that wanna look into that product of Shea Butter.
Yeah, definitely.
Even the chaps, yeah, definitely look into that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just wanted to put a big shout out to her, for someone who's, I believe, is actually
living
hustling out here.
And I've been
able to actually witness the stuff that she's doing. So
no, that's great, yeah, man.
So I just wanted to keep giving a shout out. Yeah. Dank.
Yeah. So let's move on to the TIA section.
Yeah, let's move on. Don't sing it now.
Why?
Because you ruin, like, you can't sing, so.
And you can?
Beloved,
you can't sing.
I was in multiple choirs.
I was also in multiple choirs.
I did.
My choir was invited to Drakensberg, but our headmaster chose to spend the money on rugby instead.
Yeah, because you guys sucked.
We were invited by the Drakensberg boys choir to perform for them because we're lit.
Fam, you know how many times I perform for those motherfuckers?
It's because you're in the country. I have no time.
Like, you guys were clearly not that good. If you were that good, they would have paid for you guys.
No, because our school had fucked up priorities.
Yeah, because you guys, they were like, less. Put money into what we're good at.
We were not good at rugby. We would get pummeled. Craven Week, I think we never won a game at Craven Week.
You know, Craven Week isn't a international.
We were invited. Our high school was invited to Craven
Why
Week.
Would they invite your high school?
Because we are an elite.
It's a provincial.
We are. An elite, huh?
Can you listen to what I'm saying? It's a provincial competition.
No, but Zimbabwean high schools would take part in Craven Week.
Not officially, fam.
Yes!
No, I'm not asking you. I'm literally telling you.
Oh, wait, it's a provincial thing.
Did you not just hear me say
wait,
that?
Wait, hold on. No. But then our high school would literally go with the team, unless I'm thinking maybe our high school would send the players who were in our provincial teams to go play.
Yeah, I don't know, but all I know is that it's a South African...
No, it's
provincial
a Southern
competition.
African. Yeah, no, it's Southern African as well.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not. Hey, look, man, if you're right, I'll be like, yeah, okay, you're right. But it you're not. So.
You're derailing my TIA section.
I'm not derailing it, man. But anyway, what are you trying to say?
What was I trying to? Wait, you see now you derailed my point.
I didn't derail your point, dog.
We were just saying, they didn't fund our damn choir thing because they wanted to send the first team rugby to Craven Week or something.
So what's that got to do with the TIA, dog?
Anyways, no, because you were saying I can't sing because we're having that argument. Anyway, we got lost in this argument. But yeah, I know. So TIA from this thing, Zambia wants to tax WhatsApp usage.
Ain't that a bitch?
Particularly WhatsApp calls, because the government claims that it's taking away from revenue from the telecommunications company that's owned by the state. But then the funny thing is that users are saying that they buy data from the state-owned telecommunications company to use WhatsApp and make calls through WhatsApp. Yeah. So what are they really losing?
I think they're just mad that they're losing the phone call rates as opposed to...
No, they're trying to crack down on people communicating freely. Many countries have problems with WhatsApp. You know this.
You think it's about them wanting to monitor people's calls?
They want to limit the usage of WhatsApp in Dubai, for example, so that people can't communicate. In Dubai, you can use messaging on WhatsApp, but you can't call.
Okay, well, answer this question. Yeah. What are they wanting to limit?
To stifle free speech and communication. Because the government has turned quite repressive there.
In Zambia?
Mm.
I need to chat to Chisel. Let me see what's going on there.
Yeah, it's Chisel,
you know about
lit.
This. Yeah, I mean, dog, that's actually quite a serious thing.
It's, yeah, now they want to tax it. If the same story has been going on in Kenya and Tanzania. And
no ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes there's some things that governments really ought not to get involved in.
It's all about power, dog. They want power, power hungry, power.
I mean, they were very much against this whole encryption thing, end to end.
Yes.
And you're like, why, fam?
Because they want to know.
And the argument that they use is always, nah, safety and security.
Ah.
Want to be able to monitor. But you know what, Vumi?
The silent majority wants this.
But you know what, Vumi? If, in the name of security, if it meant that, as long as I don't know about it, bro.
You see, like, it's the same thing if I don't have anything to hide. But one day you will have something to hide.
Why, though?
Not even you will have something to hide. It's the principle and the ethics of it.
Yeah, it's that. But obviously we're hoping that they would use it for what they say they would use it for.
But they won't.
Yeah, that's the problem. But that's what I'm saying. Like, the thing is, even if they do, for me, say for example, now they know everything that's going on in your phones, your social media, I mean, your emails, Alice does.
Yeah.
But you don't know. So, what now? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's different. That's a different conversation, though.
It's the knowing that's the problem.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's the principle of it. But anyway, I thought that was hilarious that they want to tax WhatsApp usage because they claim that they're losing revenue, but people are saying, but we buy data from a company that's owned by the state, so it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And if anything, data is more expensive than making a call.
A word?
Yeah.
You mean over there?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, man, I wonder where that whole thing about data must fall what's happened with that?
No.
I don't see any data falling.
It's a monopoly, dog. It's a, no, duopoly. It's a oligopoly.
There we go. Oligopoly. Yeah, but I feel like, damn Vodacom, bruh. Did you swear them recently? You haven't sworn them, eh? No. Must swear these guys again. Bro.
I swore them. They didn't allow me to put another phone on. Anyway,
hey, bro, and you know they still haven't paid your boy.
Oh, the call me back guy. Yeah, but then didn't he also do some treacherous thing?
Nah,
didn't his lawyers release him or something?
You know what? No, he released his lawyers or something. But you see that there, what you just did right there.
What did I do?
You're straying away from the point that they should pay. that Vodacom needs to pay him. But all of a sudden. Yeah, but didn't he do something treacherous as well? Who cares if he did something treacherous?
No, I know, but the thing is, once you open up your weakness to these corporations, they'll fuck you in the ass.
Nah, dog, the judgment is a judgment.
Definitely. I'm not defending Vodacom.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like a battered. It sounds like a battered woman. No, what I mean by that is, you know how. Battered woman sometimes is a tendency where they
I know what I mean, so don't
come at me like this.
I didn't say anything.
I'm just saying, like, you know you actually are hurt, but you're out here defending the hurt.
I'm not defending anyone
because Vodacom abused you, and now you're like,
they haven't abused me.
You're being real right now.
Well, they abused me when they didn't let me add another phone to my contract, but like, that's not, it's
Yeah, it amounts to abuse.
Not really. Let's not trivialize abuse.
Hey, dog, there's levels to this shit.
Ah, you're saying that to save your ass now.
No, there's levels, though. What do you mean? There's definitely levels.
But yeah, yeah, so that's, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I don't like, I'm very, very keen for this winter shit to be over. I want spring to come. I want daisies to come.
Yo.
I want it to get popping. Daisies. I want it. Dog, and the thing is, it's probably still going to be cold, but like it'll be a little warmer than it is now.
Dude, I hope it's not 2016 cold.
Nah.
Are you BCT?
Yeah, man. But yeah, I mean, let's get out of here, dog.
Let's get out of here.
We've chatted about this. But yeah, do you wanna feed a king of the week?
I think your sister.
Oh yeah,
winning an award, dog.
No, she was nominated. I don't know.
Oh, sorry, nominated. No, nomination.
I don't know when the awards are. But
yeah, no, nomination is still a great achievement, and I think.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, she can get king of the week. So yeah, shout out to Wandisa and Jashia Butter.
Yeah.
Dank. Should we get out of here?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Alright. It's been your boy MZ.
And your boy Vumi.
And this year has been the Much Chats Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.
Dank.